And you celebrate divine presence
in
our lives. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. We worship you because of who you are. We trust you to bring your word to us with great power. And everyone here, we have testimony. We thank you, Father, that your word will challenge us and move us from our comfort zones to the place we ought to be, making exploits. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Be magnified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Celebrate Jesus in this place. I didn't say you should celebrate me, I said celebrate Jesus. You can do better. Celebrate Him. Celebrate Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please have your seat. I want to welcome everyone in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray that the month of March will be your best month of the year. By faith, you will have everything you need. If you are the one I'm praying for, let amen be the loudest. I say it again, you will have testimony.
Jesus.
First service, we began to look at a very important topic. And I trust God that what He wants to do in our life
for
bringing this message on our part, it will find expressions in our lives in the name of Jesus. You know, I'm this kind of person. I speak from the heart. I speak as I've been challenged by the Lord. And somehow I began to look at, take a stock of my own life. And I felt I have not done as much as faith has been invested in my life. And the truth is this, beloved in the Lord, there is nothing you need God has not given us. It depends on what you want to do with it. So we began to look at the topic, the potentials of faith. And we began to see that potentials are existing possibilities that is capable of developing into a reality. Existing possibility that is capable of developing into reality. It can remain in a state of dormancy. But it is a possibility untapped. It is a possibility untapped. How many of you will agree with me that presently in Africa there are resources, potential resources that we don't even know about? I was reading something yesterday about the plan to wipe out all the blacks. And they've been doing it for decades through vaccination and so many other things. If they have not seen something here, why did they want to kill us? But fortunately, we don't even know what we have. The most tragic thing is formed for someone to have a thing and does not know he has it. I was giving a scenario in first service how people in the Niger Delta, some of them died of sickness. They died of poverty and were sitting on billions of dollars. The crude oil that Nigeria is spending today has been there, and people sat on it. All they were doing was drinking pami. Faith, the potentials of faith in a believer. It will be so disheartening that with this great investment, that we will only walk on the paths of destiny as victims, telling stories. We give excuse for every failure. It
is destiny I'm accepting.
Tell
those person beside say, I refuse it.
Look at the insult the world is bringing to the church. Hallelujah. Because the church will not explore its potentials. And we began to study the Bible, book of Matthew 17. The man said, I brought my boy to your disciples. They could not. Can you imagine all the disciples standing? 12 men. Some of them were married.
They
said they could not. So the man had to wait for Jesus to come.
So
he reported their failure. I thought Jesus would face the man and say, no, they are still disciples. No, they don't have what it takes. The Bible says Jesus turned to them and rebuked them. He said, you faithless generation, you perverse and faithless generation, for how long will I be with you? Do you know the reason he rebuked them? He already said, I have given you authority to trample on snake and scorpion and to overcome all the powers.
I have
given you authority to trample on snake and scorpion and to overcome all the powers of the enemies.
Oh,
to overcome, nothing will harm you.
So
if something harms you, it's not his fault. If you leave this place a victim, it is not him. If you leave this place, all you have to tell is story, is not him. But as for me, I've made up my mind. I will live in dominion here. Somebody say faith dominion. I wish I can talk the way I'm feeling.
The Bible says,
rebook them. Say, this small, warapa, eli, warapa san, warapa.
That just epilepsy, you cannot cure epilepsy.
And the Bible says, to save the ministry of embarrassment,
Jesus
himself,
come on, Jesus
healed the boy. And they ask the questions most of us don't ask. The disciples would have settled in saying, you know, if it is the will of God, we would have healed him. And sorry, I'm going to share somebody's testimony. Maybe I don't need to mention his name. He was telling me how he entered into the miraculous.
Once of him,
he He said his mother fell sick.
One in Yamashaison.
And she died.
O six shall I see?
And God came to him in the dream.
Olorun si wa ba won loju ala.
And said, your mother would not have died if you rose up.
Upe iya re o ba ti mo kuka ni pe o dide ni.
And so his brother started falling sick.
Arakunre na wa nse aisan.
And they told him.
Won wa so fun
that it's over for him. He's going to die.
O ti tan fun ko le ye.
But he heard what was told him.
Sugbon o gbo ohun ti a ti so fun.
That the potential is in you to save life.
Upe agbara lati gba emi la nbe ni inu re.
But you didn't know your mother died.
Sugbon ko mo iya re sai si.
He said he make up his mind.
Olowa pere ninu okan
o. That now that I know.
Upe ni si ti mo ti wa mo.
That what it and he told me, say, about two prophets told him that they have shared the meat of his brother.
Only be woli meji lo so won ko won ti pin eran ara ko le
won ti mo eran lo le.
You don't need to pray, they shared the meat.
Gbogbo iwo ton ti pin eran e mo be gba pada le.
All of your meat has been shared, we take them back today.
Ta ba ti je won bi,
if they've eaten it, they will vomit it.
In the name of Jesus.
Yoruko Jesu Christi.
You don't know that faith can bring what has been eaten to come out.
Yeah.
The Bible say God who raised the dead, who give life to the dead, he collect those things that were not as though they were. Faith manifestation.
Abraham
staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. You see, unbelief is staggering.
I
say Abraham will not stagger. For 25 years. Through unbelief. The Bible says he was strong in faith. Giving thanks. In my study, I was asking myself, what have I lost because I didn't use faith? And I'm angry right now. I want to take them back. I want to pray for someone. Whatever the enemy has taken away from you, because your faith was not put at work, you are taking full recovery. You are not in church. I say you are taking full recovery. You are the one I'm praying for. Let your amen be done. The Bible says, if a thief be caught, he will be made to pay 6 times. Because now I know what I carry. He rebuked them. And they asked the question.
What's ibere ibere?
Olukoni.
Master.
Kilode tali woman nonsense.
Why could we not heal the child?
Ati sheruweri.
We've done this before.
You remember the Bible said they went and healed the sick. They came back rejoicing. And told Jesus that even unclean spirit obeyed us. In Matthew chapter 10. What happened in 17? That one boy, 12 men. And all of them were looking like this. You know, today it's funny when you see a deliverance session. You'll be wondering, where is the power the Bible say we have?
It's,
you see a small girl that is possessed. You see 5 giant pastors. Say out! Out! They will drink water. Out! Out! It is when people, you know, when they exhaust that cup, they will now go and bring broom.
Let's flog out with broom.
And you see the possessed girl too, looking at them. You two out. Say, I refuse insult in this life. Faith cancels insult. If you put it to work. How come we could not cast? And the Bible says, he said unto them, it is because of your he didn't say they didn't have faith. Hello, you should have been that, oh, you didn't have faith. He He said it is unbelief. So you can have
faith,
but unbelief can restrain the release of your faith.
Oh, she said, "Kia ni igbagbo shubo igbagbo le di agba na igbagbo waku."
How do I explain this, Holy Spirit?
Bawo ni me fe salaye eleyi ti yo ye wa.
Now, you have always been a faith person because you are called a believer. Onigbagbo no pe. There will never be any time that faith will leave you.
Bo fe bo ko onigbagbo ni o onigbagbo la igbagbo si le fi o sile nigba
kan. And the Bible said the measure of faith inside of you is called like the mustard seed.
Bi so pe iye ewon igbagbo to ni ninu re ori bi koro mustard.
There is no how much your faith is. Your faith can be lesser or smaller than that type.
Ko si bi igbagbo re se le eto ko le kere ko si le poju kore mustard lo.
No matter how small your faith is.
Ko si bi igbagbo re se le kere
to. It cannot be smaller than the sea of mustard. And so it was the same faith that made you believe Jesus died. And have you changed that belief? Have you changed your mind that Jesus didn't die? So it means the faith is still there. So Jesus now told them, he said, if your faith is as small as mustard seed, you will tell mountains to move. And they will.
When you see Shidi,
who is lying?
Taloa Kuro.
Is the Bible lying?
Say Bibeli Kuroni.
Is Jesus not telling us the
Jesus
truth?
Christ, so, tofu wani.
Is it true?
So
that is my faith. If my faith is like mustard seed, I can say a thing, it will come to pass.
So,
I should question my results. So why am I not getting results? It's a question you should be honest about. Is the Bible lying? The Bible can't lie, because men have walked with this same word on this earth. I told you in first service, it was the same faith in Ketrikuma. Hey, Alfie McPherson, she will organize a crusade and they will target stretchers only. If you are not on stretchers, don't come. It's just Alfie McPherson, that's all. It's not because she's a white woman. Same faith. My generation, what is happening to us?
Do we want to be telling stories? Do you just want to come and tell
stories? Who will talk about you? What will be
saying? I'm not accepting faith.
He said God
said
he's going to heal everybody.
Gonna heal people today. They brought him at the front of the pastor. When the crippled man became tired, he said, just let me go home.
So what happened to the faith of our generation?
He said,
the 21st century faith. No!
It's same faith.
Only that they do what we didn't do. They make it work. They didn't leave it at the state of its potency. Potential is an existing possibility, but not in reality. Faith. They didn't leave it at its dormant state. They pulled it out and showed the world. Look at what COVID started embarrassing the church. I felt insulted when I saw on Facebook somebody wrote, he said, even pastors are waiting for corona to go so that they can start miracle service. I remember that man that went to South Africa during a pandemic. Trying to remember his name now. He asked, yeah, Konjonjilek. It was a pandemic that was killing people. He went there with bare hands. Today in some churches, if you don't wear face masks or something, you are not entering. Because they are not promising you healing. This is hard for us to accept. But the truth is that we are not there. I refuse to deceive myself. If this generation wants to say we have gotten there, me, Cheru Babadare, will not be part of that kind of story. I will be honest to myself to say unto whom much is given. Oh, so much more is expected. And we have not done nothing. Don't let people praise you into settling down for the less.
Well, they can't wait,
you tried
in what you've done.
Glory to God.
Oh, go for alone.
I say glory to God.
Oh, go for alone.
Is the word of God challenging you?
Sure, Lord.
I want you to go back home angry and say this faith life. I will put it to work and I will get results. If Kenneth Hagin get results, why would I not? The Bible says it is the same Lord, the same faith, the same baptism. So what happened to my results? It's crazy. For you to tell me it's the same Lord,
young
Gitro had, same baptism that I have, same faith. So why would my result be different? That's all we have to sing. Let's see results.
Orin nikan la nko e je kariyesi re esi gbagbo.
Awon ni oro pe won fesu jade kai
agbara.
Your song came out of encounters.
Awon wu orin yi jade lati nu ba pade wa ni
ajense lasan ni ikerubu. Listen, your songs were report of faith work, were report cards.
Awon orin yi je esi ise igbagbo.
But today the children are only singing it and nothing is happening.
Ṣugbọn loni awon omo kan ko ni ko si kankan to nsele mu.
Iserafu apawon awon agenda ma jo si.
Even the witches will be dancing while they're singing the songs.
En to npe orin ga je.
The person calling the song may even be
against elasan ni kerubu apawon. No power, nothing.
Si agbara.
Nothing. Just noise everywhere.
Aduwo kakiri.
All you see is just sweat and people scattering tears for nothing. Just noise. Show result, no result. If Ori Molade didn't have result, we will not be here today. He had result. Lagos can't deny it. The Igunu people in his days can't deny it. He put faith. He put it to work.
Igunu
shela soni. Iserafu akwa wawonu. Oba
oba olonu ayiraye. Oba ogo.
I'm trusting God that God will challenge you today. That you will not settle for the less. You will not tell a story of defeat.
Hey. We tried our best. Didn't we pray?
No, don't give excuses. Go and ask Jesus.
Lord, be Jesus.
Why couldn't we? Wait until you get an answer. T.L.
Osborne
was called into ministry. Didn't understand these principles. He went to India.
India.
Where almost 3 million gods are there. Magic
and
power everywhere. And started a crusade. And all the people he called out for healing, all of them were not healed. He left the podium with shame. His wife now called him. Did you say God called you? He said, I'm not sure. His wife said, enter that room. The wife locked him. He said, until God proves he called you, you are not coming out. May you marry a wife, a husband that will challenge your faith. A husband that will challenge your faith. His wife locked him. See, I'm not sure. God can't call you and that he will not back you. And so he was locked with that anger. Went to the room. When TL husband will come out, India knew somebody came. There was no meeting. He was given a specialty. He became an expert in healing deaf and dumb. Because I want to put you in India. I feel like jumping. I will not jump. Listen, he said. They wouldn't listen to him. So he will come to a place. How many deaf people are here? He said, if these deaf people hear and speak, then you will believe and accept Jesus is Lord. 1 year we agree. So if they didn't speak, don't accept. And while he's praying, the dumb will start hearing and speaking. Tap your neighbor, say, I prefer resort than talk. Say, we have talked enough. The Bible says, for the kingdom of God is not in words, but in. I confess. Result.
Easy.
The word will. Let me share a testimony. Some of you have heard me say this before. I was in school. Gently, I will walk past a particular woman. There's a mosque at the front of their house. She has a shop beside the mosque. Yalaje, that's what we call her. Greet her and pass. One night, a brother was held in epilepsy. They called me at night to come and pray for him. Long story cut short, the brother was healed. Now, Iyalaje's house and the mosque was directly opposite the brother's room.
Like this.
So that night they were there when it happened. She witnessed how the power of God chased the spirit out of the guy. She saw it. And she saw that I was the one that prayed. The following day I was going to class. She was doing ablution. Do you know why evangelism is difficult for us? No results. It's easier to preach when you get to a place and you worry and call three blind people and say, come here. And you pray for them, they start seeing. You will get a crusade without poster. And the woman called me. She didn't tell me that she saw what happened. It was night. I didn't know she was there. I was wondering why she called me. She left her kettle that she was using to do ablution. Say, pastor,
she said, please, can you pray for me?
She was at the front of the mosque. I said, why wouldn't
I pray for you?
At
the front of the mosque, she raised her. I said, God of salvation and power.
power.
Why? She saw resolve.
It
was not because of my preaching.
It
was not because I dressed like God again. Leave dressing. Let's see results. So I was now wondering why the money Lord called Jesus Kian only a me.
I said amen, amen, amen.
After I finished praying, she called me into her shop.
Oh, what could be seen in shop?
Pit a nylon bag back.
What's it be nylon bag?
She put bread.
What for bread?
She put milk.
What for milk?
She put butter.
What for butter?
On your door. She gave me an honorarium right there.
What's it for me? Ni ebun ni roju ese ni be.
Do you know why she believes she received something? Because over the night she saw. She saw it. She was not told she saw. When will they see in your community? When will they see what is the stuff you are made of? When? May I not live like
Methuselah?
And Methuselah begat, and that was it. That his story ended.
Methuselah, she said, "Be until I leave, so that my tent aye ready."
Oluwa je ka bimo laye. There is more. There is more. We ren bimo.
God, let's have children on earth. Opo ju pe ki a bimo lo. Even mad people give birth.
To ba bimo tan, what is the spiritual legacy you want to give them?
After you've given birth, kini awon ohun emi ti won yo ba ni owo
re. That when your children are praying in their room, they will say, the God of my father, Kerubu of others, because they heard Abraham, David said, our father told us. We heard. How you brought them out. They laid down a legacy. God told Moses. He said that manna that they ate.
Only manna
keep it in the covenant box, the ark of covenant, for a remembrance.
Only if you see no apostle,
that your children are born may hear.
Yeah, one aroma domo.
How I fed their fathers. Keep results. Let them see. That's why till tomorrow, every Jew's family in anywhere dominates wealth anywhere in the world. Because their fathers, their parents, left for them evidence of a covenant. After you've given
birth,
the devil will take it away from them if they don't have the kind of faith that they can use to resist the devil. After 5 years, go and check them. Because it takes faith to sustain a life of success. I pray for you. You will live a life men will reckon with.
If
you are the one I'm praying for, let your baby be the loudest. Say it 3 times.
1.
I said
faith.
2.
I will not accept faith. I will not take faith.
Agbara nbe ninu eje Jesu. Agbara nbe ninu eje. Agbara nbe ninu eje Jesu.
Agbara nbe ninu eje.
Agbara nbe ninu oruko Jesu. Agbara nbe ninu oruko re. Agbara nbe
ninu oruko Jesu. Agbara nbe ninu oruko re.
Lord help us.
Oluwa ran mi lowo.
I was sharing with you 7 potential benefits of faith put to work. Number 1.
Akoko,
faith attracts the power of God.
Igbagbo ma npe agbara Olorun.
The only channel.
Ona kan soso
through which God's power will flow.
Si agbara Olorun yo firin
is one.
O ni eyo kan.
Pray without faith, power will not come. Give without faith, nothing will come. Fast without faith, you won't see power. Sing praises to tomorrow, power will not break out. There is only one channel the magnets, God, the whole of God's power is drawn. Mark chapter 5, the Bible said, the woman said unto herself, if only I can touch the hem of his garment. The Bible says she had issues again,
issue of blood for 12 years.
And she had not met Jesus for counseling session. She didn't attend healing school.
She didn't go to the Ashiji River to go and bath.
She decided in her heart, activated faith on her own. If I can touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. And she struggled through the crowd. She struggled through the crowd. I know people would have said, who's smelling here? That didn't stop her. Because she was up to a result. She was certain result will come. And the Bible says Jesus on his own was going.
Some people grab him to take selfie.
He said, people around me have been feeling touched, but there was another touch. He turned up, the Bible says. And he shouted, who touched me? Because the Bible says, virtue left his body. It wasn't Jesus that said, it wasn't him that said, I release power into you. The woman didn't touch his body and start saying, oh yeah, daddy, similar. Oh yeah, daddy. She didn't say anything. Nadina, I can't step back. She touched. And faith called it out. And Jesus knew something left.
The
Bible says, when she touched, virtue left him. And he said, who touched me? The disciple says, oh, I don't ask that kind of question. Even with the entourage, we are touching. He said, no. Somebody has touched me. Listen to me. Don't wait to be touched. You go and touch. Do you know what is happening right now? As your faith is being activated, the healing power of God is released. I mean right now. I can see how much you believe as you are responding. I said the healing power of God is right here. Because when we teach the word, faith is released. Infirmities are being healed right now. Glory to God. I wish you believe. The God of our fathers. The God of our fathers. The God of our fathers. Will our children not call unto a strange God if they have nothing to call on? If they didn't see results in our lives. I believe strongly that the reason God is bringing this teaching to us, in the last days, it's not going to be a one-man show. In the coming of saints, it's not going to be a one-man show. Because one of you will chase a thousand. Two will chase 10,000. We have come to the days of the church, the days of glory. When an usher will welcome a sick person, and right from the door you'll be hearing a shout. We will see this in our days. In your lifetime, you will witness what I'm prophesying. Listen, you are not only going to witness, you are going to be a participant. Can you speak in tongues for 1 minute? I refuse to remain like this. I refuse. I will not end like this. I refuse. There is more than where I am. There is more than the result I have now. There is more. Let the greatness in me wake up.
Jackie, show
because in Jesus' name we pray. Let me quickly tell you this. Faith, the potentials of faith, put to work, add and increases the testimony of a believer. The testimonies in your life right now is the measure of how much of your faith you have put to work. And you don't even have much. At times we find we struggle to share testimony to with unbelievers. And somebody you are preaching to somebody and say, "Kill along, God,
and the person is asking, "What has God done in your life?"
And yeah, Asha and Jill.
You not be like, but we're feeding, we're eating.
I like Babo, no, John.
Unbelievers feed too.
Your testimony is a report card.
Eri reje iwezi.
It's a profile.
Oje omu esi.
That you can you just in 1 minute, if you are allowed to talk, you can share 10 at a time because your faith has generated so much. That's why the writer of Hebrews was, he said, "Time will not permit me." To mention names, men like Jephthah. No time. They have done so much that we don't have enough time to talk about. Your life is an epistle that should be an epistle of testimony.
Oh, epistle
to the measure of how you put your faith to work. I
heard
the testimony of some of our fathers. How he was in the farm. And somebody was equally working right in that same farm. Half of the body paralyzed.
And even spirit attacked the person and he paralyzed half of his body.
No, but we
and they brought the person to the man.
Ninu oko.
In the farm.
If it's
let's go and look for a quail egg.
You have faith inside of you. When yawo. Hello, when yawo.
When yawo, Kiri.
I remember we were one program. One year, no, when you are when you are working, Mukawa Mori
program, they started looking for a quail egg.
Solomon said, "I've seen an arrow."
Solomon said, "Okay, meet here as she
under the heaven."
Ni abe ono
sons.
Awo mo
walking on the floor, barefooted. And they brought him. And the man sang only a song.
Orin ni kan ni baba iko.
Song.
Orin.
Emi esu, e parada, kabi osile for bakerubu. Sipa won mi esu na gborin. Today won e yen le mi e ko wonu e bo ye jade jagbadura fun yin. O ye wonu e bo ye won tun didi won pate won pate won lagun, nothing happens.
Today we will do all sorts of things and yet nothing is happening.
Emi esu, e parada, kabi osile for basera. In a way to shy away from some of this reality, we went for alternatives. Because they could not touch with the reality of the supernatural again. So they fell for a lesser thing.
Tori pe ako iran ni ko lati tu gbagbo won si lati le ma wo na awon agbara itusile o wa jeun
ko be wa odo kiri
awon ogun tan pe ni eto do not be looking for streams all around
wariyan ka ma yagbe nu odo loke ohun ri to yagbe bayi iwo de wa bi ohun wewe odo
in the river at the top and you hear bathing in that same river.
Who will change this story?
Tani yo yi tan yin pada.
Only Tami Eminio, Tani Eminio, Eminio, Tani,
and who shall go for us?
Who will take away this insult?
Tani, you can grow.
Any small thing you see an ex member do now. Anyway, I wonder when I preach, people will be calling me. And I'll be wondering, is it not normal preaching? Why are you calling me? They'll say, we have never seen see an ex person. Why? There have not been enough results. I'm not wondering, if other people preach like this, it's normal. So when we preach, it's not normal. When we preach, and they see an exception, they say, no, it can't be you. It can't be you. And what all they will see is not just preaching. In this lifetime, in your very eyes, you will have touch with the supernatural. You will not only witness it, you will participate. When you are one I'm talking to, let your name be the loudest. If you believe, rise up to your feet and shout, yes! They've not seen anything. No, sit down a minute. Number 3, faith is a transporter of the possibilities in the spiritual to natural realities. I love you for that interpretation. Faith is a transporter.
Igbagbo ni awako.
If all the possibility of all that you need is in the spirit, kilo fe gbe wa si reality e.
Ti o gbogbo to sese to ni lo laye igba nbe ninu emi, what will bring it to your reality?
Permit me to calm down.
Eje ki a sokale wa.
I want to say something.
Mo fe so nkan kan.
If faith,
ti igbagbo,
is the vehicle to transport your spiritual possibilities into your physical realities, and God has not provided, praise God, hallelujah. Listen. If faith is the only means, the Lord has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. With how many? Talk to me with how many? But they are not yet in your tangible life. That's why when you dream, you see yourself in that reality.
And when you wake up, you still meet yourself at some point.
And be like, God, why? Where? God said you can transport those possibilities into your natural realities. And faith is the transport. Calling those things that were not. What was it that transported them from not being in the natural reality to natural possibility? Abraham.
Abraham.
Considered not the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not consider. Where unbelief come is that you are considering. You are considering what you should not consider. He considered not.
Abraham,
stand up. 90 years old woman. Walk like old woman. Let me see. Walk like old woman. And Abraham took her to the room.
Abraham
and say, God said it is time. He did not consider that he has lost his potency.
Mary,
Sarah too lie down. Remember, it was not like Moses' case and Jesus' case. And imagine woman going like this to Auntie Nanta. He considered not. Because he had the transporter. You see, when I remember the testimony of the Forlorn
Shores,
I see how faith transports.
We are expecting blood, but we say the child. When the blood is not coming, the child comes.
Christ.
Yes.
I remember the night my wife woke me up around 2 a.m. I was afraid. I said, what happened? Stand up. Mrs. Folon Show just called me now.
I said,
she has seen her menstruation. She said, no. She saw baby. She didn't see menstruation. The transporter was activated. Whatever you didn't see in your lifetime is what you didn't demand for. It is what you didn't mount pressure on. It is not God who didn't give it. It is you that choose to live Camu life. Camu was what you took. Me and Camu, we separated long ago. Because I have joined a company of faith. Faith is a transporter. Nothing leave spiritual possibility to natural realities without the vehicle of faith. Only those who know how to use it. How to use the driver of faith. We collect what is in the
future.
Listen.
I've been living for a while now.
And in my growing up, I have seen people. Pastor prophecy.
That they were told prophecy.
They will
say, I've seen it in my dream too.
I saw some of them died and never came to pass. We were watching it.
And
we didn't see anything. Until one day, we heard that the man died. So what happened to the promises of God? Did God lie? Agbara kono ti.
Only Lord your Pentecost. Abara.
Jesus.
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 of glory. I see the day of glory. I see the day of glory. I see the days of glory. I see the days of glory.
Amen. I have close to like 7 I want to share with you, but time will not permit me. Number four, one of the benefits of faith is a life of glory. How many of you want to live a life of glory? Now, you can't live a life of glory if your faith is not put to work. Mary,
Maria,
do you believe that your brother Lazarus will come to life? She answered and said, Master, I believe that on the day of resurrection, by her own mouth, she was postponing a miracle. Jesus said to her, don't you know that I am the resurrection of the and life? Resurrection is not a day, it's a person.
He now
set one statement.
If you believe,
you
shall see the glory of God.
And I say to you right here, right off, that is your feet.
If you believe,
you
will see the glory of God.
How do men see the glory? Let me tell three people. That's up to your feet. We have. Thank you, sweet Holy Ghost. Let the power of God be activated on your life right now. Your hands will heal the sick. By your hands, the dead will rise. Your life will be an epitome of miracles.
Let my life have a let your grace
be aye me koita.
Use my life to write a book story.
God will use your life to tell the story of greatness. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord,
celebrate Jesus in this place.